Joining me is Dr. Philip Barlow. He is Director of Religious Studies at Utah State University and is USU's Arrington Professor of Mormon History and Culture. Utah State University will host a Mormon Philosophy and Theology annual meeting as part of an Arrington lecture that will be taking place September 20th through the 22nd. Dr. Barlow, thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Carrie.
Can you explain to me what the Leonard J. Arrington Mormon History Lecture is?
That's one of the university's premier events, really, an annual lecture wherein we bring a prominent scholar to talk on something to do about the history of the American West and particularly its Mormon dimensions. So this year we're excited to have Terrell Givens, a brilliant literary scholar who's in recent years turned his attention to not just Mormon literature, but Mormon thought and theology, one of the most prolific high-level scholars.
Now, his title of his lecture is The Prophecy of Enoch as Restoration Blueprint. It will take place at the Logan Tabernacle at 7 p.m. as, again, part of the Arrington Lecture. Now, are those who participate, who are asked to give lectures, are they necessarily members of the Mormon faith, the LDS faith?
No, certainly not. Many of the scholars have not been Latter-day Saints, but have done scholarship on the Mormons.
Now, the Society of Mormon Philosophy and Theology, for their annual meeting, they'll also be reflecting on Mormon thoughts. Who will be participating in that?
Oh, I think that this is the largest number of participants, and we expect the largest audience ever for this smaller society. This isn't a larger outfit like the Mormon History Association, but thought and culture in other ways. And there's quite an exciting group of people. Grant Hardy is coming here from North Carolina and will be featured. Grant has recently published with Oxford University Press an important book, maybe the best or certainly one of the best books of scholarship that exists on the Book of Mormon, where he analyzes the principal editorial narrators of the Book of Mormon, namely Nephi and Mormon and Moroni, and show how they have different interests. So there's a number of wonderful minds coming.
Including Peter Huff, he's going to be speaking on a Catholic view of grace in the Book of Mormon. You say that interest in the Book of Mormon and the theology of the LDS faith has grown in the past 5 years or so. What do you attribute that growth to?
The general rise of the prominence of Mormonism as an object of study, its impact on the culture, especially with the Romney campaign, of course, but with also things like the controversy over Proposition 8 in California and just the Book of Mormon musical, phenomenal hit on Broadway, and New Mormon Ads campaign and various things like that for the public has increased attention to Mormonism. And then scholars, because the scholarly thesis that Mormonism represents a new religious tradition, not merely a new religious sect or movement or slice of Christianity, but rather a new religious tradition like Christianity itself or Islam, has at one time became a separate religion. There's an argument that Mormonism is like that. It's Christian, but different enough from historical Christianity that we can observe a new religion coming into being and seeing how it adapts in the world. So among scholars, that argument, among others, has brought a lot of interest. I would say the amount of high-quality books, especially on Mormon history, but also increasingly on Mormon thought, rivals anything we have out there on any religious subject in American religious history, rivals the prominence of the Puritans that they enjoyed in earlier years.
What can you tell me about Leonard Arrington and what he would think about the focus that's being played on the events of Mormon philosophy and theology today?
The general interest in Mormonism and Mormon history, including Mormon thought, contemporary and historical thought, I'm sure would astonish him, but please him very much. He thought it was an important topic, obviously, and I could imagine his smiling face dropping its jaw and laughing at the interest. I think it would please him because he himself thought the topic was important and kind of is the godfather of modern Mormon scholarship, historical scholarship especially.
Dr. Philip Barlow, Director of Religious Studies at Utah State University and also the USU Arrington Professor of Mormon History and Culture at USU, talking with us about the upcoming 18th Annual Leonard J. Arrington Mormon History Lecture and the meeting of the Society of Mormon Philosophy and Theology. We'll have details about the location and time of the lectures on our website at upr.org. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Carrie. Good to be with you.
It's good to speak with you, too. Keep in touch.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.